Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Mem Daled in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi'i, in the middle of Halacha Vav. We're starting in the last two words of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. According to Rabbi Chaim's Pirush, the last two words belong to the next Daf, meaning they're starting the new Sugya. Rory asks, Nischal Fuloi, what happens if someone made a mistake and the money of Ma'aseh Sheni got mixed up with the money of Chulin? Meaning he had in a wallet money of Ma'aseh Sheni and then he finds other money. So the Gemara now brings a raya. Says the Gemara from Dal Amud Aleph. Tama Tanin, we learned over there. Zimin Shchoyim Umotso Levonim. This is Maseches Beitzo. Someone prepared black birds to use for Yom Tov, so it won't be Mukze. And then he comes and he finds white birds. Levonim Umotso Shchoyim. Or he prepared white and he found black. Shnayim Umotso Shloisho. He prepared two and he found three. Asurim. They're all also because of Mukze. Meaning they weren't prepared for the Suda of Yom Tov. Obviously, if it's a different color, it's not what he prepared. But even two, and he found three, you say the two that were here are left, and these three are new ones. But Shloisho Motoshnaim, but if he prepared three birds, and now he finds only two, Mutarim. Because all I say is the one left, but the other two remained. And therefore, it's not Mukze. Says the Gemara of Yaakov, the Rebbe. That's the Shita of Rebbe. That says that if you found less than what was there, you assume it's the same. The Tani, as we found. Matayim umotso money. He put 200 and he found 100. Hamone noitel divirebi. So the one, you say that's Ma'aseh Sheni. Or the Girsa of the Vilna Gaon here is more exact for this. Money munach, money mutal. Meaning, there one money is missing and one money. That's the original money. And that's really our Mishnah, as Reb Chaim points out. That our Mishnah said, a father sends his son to go and find the money, and he found less, you assume it's the same money that he left there. The Chachoyim say no. By money, I'm assuming if you put 200, now you found 100, the 200 were gone, the 100 is new money. So the more compares the case of the money to the case of the birds. The same way by the money, if you don't have the original amount, so then Chachoyim say that it's chulin. So also by the birds, if you don't have the original amount, you say that that's mukta. Says the Gemara, Chazor v'Omar, he came and changed his mind. Divrei Kol hi. Rabbanim, my birds also agree that if he chose three and he came and found two, I'm assuming it's the original two. They argue only by money. What's the difference? Shani hi begozolim shedarkan lefrech. Birds move on their own. So if I have three birds and I found two, you can assume that probably one of them moved on its own and only two are left. But money doesn't move on its own. So if I found less money than I found originally, that means that probably someone came and moved the whole thing and put something new. That's why I wouldn't argue by money, but they don't argue by birds. So well, that time Chalavta ben Shol who had the verb gezolim, he had the verb beitzim. But we learned Chalavta ben Shol said that that what we learned Maseches Beitzo regarding if you chose three and you found only two that you could assume was the original one. It's not only talking about birds that move. It talks also about beitzim, but eggs. If you prepare three eggs and you found two, you could assume the two are the original ones. Have the Rebbe. That has to be Rebbe, because according to Rabbanon, the same way by money when I found less money. I assume it's not the original money. So also by eggs, I found less eggs. I should assume it's not the original eggs because they don't move on their own. Says the Gemara, no. Tamanui niya hu motso. There, he put it, he found it. He's the one who put the birds, he's the one who put the eggs, and he's the one who found it. If it would be different than the original ones, you would realize it's not what I put. But in our case, Avi v'niach ubnoi motza. That's the Girsa of Reb Chaim. The one who put the money is the father. He told his son, go pick up the money. The son doesn't know if that's the original money that was there or not. Maybe the father made a mistake. Maybe the father forgot to tell him that he replaced it. So therefore, if he's coming and finding less than his father said, so that's what Rabbanan say, I'm assuming it's not the same money. But if it's the same person, you can assume that it was a little bit more. One either was removed by mistake or removed on its own. And therefore, you can assume that whatever is left is from the original thing that he put over there. Rabbi Bar Koyin Omar Kamei Rav Yasa B'Shem Av Acho. Hoi Rabbo Bar Zavdo was Moire. B'Mai Sasheni Ki Ado De Rebbe. He passed like Rebbe that if you find less money than the original one, you assume it's the same money. Hareisha Mitztar Al Mo'isov Shel Oviv. Now, the word brings another thing. Someone knows his father has money somewhere, but he doesn't know where it is. Nirulo b'chaloyim comes to him in the dream, and he tells him. The father tells him in the dream, "Kach v'kachem, this is the amount." Ubimakom ploiniim, and it's in this location. And Reb Chaim adds over here, "Umayis hasheniim," and it's Ma'aseh Sheni. and he goes and he finds that exact amount of money in that location. Should he assume it's Ma'isa Sheni? Also, Uda Kabir Rabbanan Amin Divri Chaloy Mois Loi Ma'alim V'Loi Maridim. We don't base ourselves based on dreams. Ain't Chaloy V'Loi Dvorim Batalim. Even though the money was there as said, you don't assume it's Ma'isa Sheni. Rabbi Nebo, your Rabbanan says, how can you say that? Mitztar V'Chomi. He was Mitztar and he saw the dream. That Omar Hachin, and you say that this doesn't mean anything? So the Gemara Ma'abi Yisi, Loi Mitztar V'Loi. The loy behu, the loy mitzvah v'chami. What you said makes sense. If he did not, was not mitzvah. He wasn't thinking about the money. He went to sleep without thinking about anything. And in the dream, his father came to him and said, there's money over there, which was Ma'is Hasheni. Then you can listen to the dream, because it means it was a gilui mishamayim. Pramocho kamad bar nashave hu cholim. But here is mitzvah. The guy's thinking about it. Where's the money? Where's the money? So a person dreams what he thinks about. And maybe he added things in his dream. And the dream tells him, it's over there, it's Ma'is Hasheni. But the reason why it says Ma'is Hasheni wasn't because it's really Ma'is Hasheni, but because he was so worried about and thinking about it. Whoever does right should do like a Beisi, meaning that you can rely on a dream if you didn't think about it before. But if you did think about it before, then you say that you don't rely on dreams. Continue now the Gemara now with Beis. The Gemara now is going to bring Agadato regarding the solutions of dreams. Says the Morachad by Nash Asla Gabei the Rabbi Yisi Bar Chalavto. So this person came to Rabbi Yisi Bar Chalavto. Omar Lo, he tells him, Chamis b'chidmoy, I saw my dream. Mitmar li ezel le kaputkayo. They tell me in the dream, go to Kaputkayo. It's the name of a location. Ve'ad mashkar madlo davuch. And you'll find a treasure of your father. Omar Lo, so told him, Rabbi Yisi Bar Chalavto, Azul avuidu gavro le kaputkayo min yumoy. Did your father ever travel to Kaputkayo? Did that ever happen? Omer Leiloi says, no, he was never there. Omer Le Ezil Moni Eser Sharyon Goy Baisal. Go count 10 beams in the ceiling of your house. Ve'at Mashkoch Mado Davuch Kopo Dekoryo. And you will find the treasure under the 10th beam. Kapo Dekoryo says the Reb Chaim is the 10th beam. And that's what it means, Kaputkayo. Kaputkayo means not the city of Kaputkayo, but the 10th beam. Another story. Chad by Nash, also Gabed, Avisi Bechalavto. Again, someone comes to Avisi Bechalavto. Omer Lei, Chomis Bechalmo, I saw in my dream, Lavush Chad Kolil Dezais. I'm wearing a crown of olive, of an olive leaf. Omer Lei, Dad Mustroimas Levasayim. Eventually, you're going to grow and be very successful. Also, Chad Choyim came to somebody else. Omer Lei told him, Chomis Bechalmo, I saw in my dream, Lavush clear the eyes. I'm wearing a crown of olive leaves. Same dream, seemingly. Omele de at balki. You will be hit. The same way they hit the leaves of the olive tree and pushed them to the ground, they're going to be hitting you as well. It's a bad thing. Omele lau gavri omo dad mistreman. Tfili omo dad malki. To that guy, you said he's going to go up and he's going to be successful. To me, you say I'll be hit and something bad is going to happen to me. Omele hu avi benatsio. Vehat bechavatayo. He was when the leaves are growing. What he saw was leaves growing in the tree, in the beginning of the blossom. There, that's the idea that the trees are growing nicely, is a simon that he's going to grow as well. You saw it at the end when you harvest the tree and they hit the leaves and throw them to the ground. Now the Gemara turns to say stories about Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. As we'll see later, he was a professional dream interpreter. So Chal Barnash Azza Kabid Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi. One person came in front of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi. Omer Lei, Chavis Bechilme, I saw in my dream, Mashke Zeiso Moshach. I'm watering the olives with oil. Omer Lei, Tepach Ruchi Dehu Gavro. This person should be embarrassed, should be punished. Le'imei Uchachom. He had a relationship with his mother. That's similar to putting the oil in the olives. Whatever comes out of the olives, you put back on the olives. That's what he's doing with his mother. Chal Barnash Azza Kabid Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi. Another person goes to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi. Omer Lei, Chavis Bechilme, Eini Noshko Chaverto. One eye is kissing the other eye. One of my eyes is kissing the other eye. Omele tepech ruchei de ugavar. Again, this person should punish. She punished la chosei uchochom. He had a relationship with his sister. Two eyes represent two siblings. Chal b'rnash asa kabei rishmol b'abesi. The person comes in front of rishmol b'abesi. Omele chames b'chilmo. I saw in my dream. Isli tloso einin. I saw in three eyes. What does that mean? Omele tanurim at ovid. You're making ovens. Well, according to the Marapuldo, you will be making ovens. This will be your profession. Why? How do you know that? Tartin einech ve'einet tanur. Your two eyes and the third eye represents an oven. Because the chimney is called an eye. Chad bar nash also gave Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi. A person comes in front of Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi. Omer leich chomiz b'chilmo, I saw in my dreams, easily arbo udnin. They have 4 ears. Omer leich miluy at. You're the water carrier of the town. You will be the water carrier of the town. You will draw water in a pot that has 2 ears to it. 2 handles, they're called ears. Tarte oidnin v'tarte oidnin de garbo. Your own ears and 2 ears of the bucket we put water in. Chal bar nash asa kameda Shmuel bar Yosi. This person came from Shmuel bar Yosi. Omer chamiz b'chilmo, I see in my dream, b'yosor arkei mekamoi. See people running away from me. What does that mean? Don't worry about it. It means you're going to be the one bringing fire to the town. Meaning you bring a torch, the torch of fire. People run away from you. Many of other mefarshim on the daf, they say, we talk about thorns. You bring thorns to town and people go away. They don't want to be next to the thorns. Another person comes in front of him. I saw in my dream. I see I'm wearing one pinkas, one booklet with 12 pages. The saddle that you use on your donkey has 12 patches to it. So seemingly again, he's telling him, you're going to be someone who brings a donkey to town. Chal ben ash was coming to Yeshua Abayisi Omalei Chamiz Bechalmo, I saw him in a dream, Bolo Chad Koichav, I saw him swallowing a star. What does that mean? Omalei Tebach Ruch Dehu Gavre, this person should be punished. Yehudoi Kotel, you killed a Jew. Tehtiv Dorach Koichav Miyakov, a person, any Jew is considered to be a star. Chal ben ash was coming to Yeshua Abayisi, this person calls in front of Yeshua Abayisi, Omalei, he tells him, Chamiz Bechalmo, I saw him in a dream, Karmi Dehu Gavro, Mosi Chosin. I see that the vineyard is growing lettuce. The wine of this person will become spoiled, become vinegar. And you will take lettuce and you will dip it into the vinegar. Because those days you used to take the lettuce and dip it in vinegar, and that means your wine won't be good and you have to use it for your lettuce. So we saw here a few of the stories that happened to the Shmuel Abayisi interpretation of dreams. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Mem Dalet.